to strengthen, encourage, and inform. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Jeremiah. The message that came to Jeremiah from the Eternal. Stand at the gate of the Eternal's house and make this proclamation there. Listen to the Eternal's message, all you Judites, who enter by these gates to worship the Eternal. Here is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, has to say. Amend your life and doings, that I may dwell among you, in the temple here. Never rely on false phrases like, "This is the Eternal's own temple, his very own temple, his very own temple." If you really amend your life and doings, if you really see justice done, if you give up oppressing aliens, orphans, and widows, give up shedding innocent blood in this place, and following other gods to your own hurt, then I will allow you to remain in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers for all time. You are relying on false phrases to no profit. What? Steal? Murder? Commit adultery? Perjure yourselves? Sacrifice to Baal? Wander after other outside gods? And then come to present yourselves before me in this house which belongs to me, thinking you are now quite safe, safe to go on with all these abominable practices. Do you take this house, my very own house, for a robber's cave? I see you, the Eternal cries, I see you. Go to my sacred shrine at Shiloh, where I first fixed my presence. Look at what I did to it on account of the wickedness of Israel my people. So now with you, since you have done all this, since you would not listen when I spoke to you, eagerly and earnestly, since you would not answer my call, as I did to Shiloh, so I will do with my very own house here, the house on which you rest your confidence, the place that I gave to you and your fathers. And I will fling you out of my sight, as I flung out your kinsmen, the whole race of Ephraim. Jeremiah, pray not for this people, lift no cry for them, and lay no plea of intercession before me, for I will not listen to you. Do you not see what they are doing in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children are gathering firewood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. Also, they pour libations out to other gods in order to spite me. Spite me, says the Eternal? They are spiting themselves, bringing shame on themselves. This, therefore, is the sentence of the Lord the Eternal. My anger and fury shall be poured out on this place, over man and beast, tree and crop. It shall burn, never to be quenched. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. You can add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices and eat the flesh yourselves. When I brought your fathers from the land of Egypt, I said nothing to them. I gave no orders about burnt offerings or sacrifices. My orders were, listen to my voice, and I will be your God, as you shall be my people. Live exactly as I order you, that you may prosper. But they would not listen. They would not lend an ear. They lived as their own evil, stubborn hearts prompted them. They grew worse instead of better. From the day your fathers left the land of Egypt, down to this day, I have been sending you all my servants, the prophets, eagerly and earnestly. But this people would not listen to me. They would not lend an ear. They were obdurate. They did worse than their fathers. Tell them all this, yet they will not listen to you. Summon them, yet they will not reply. Tell them, here is the nation that never would listen to the voice of the Eternal, their own God, that would never be schooled, that has ceased even to speak of being faithful. Cut off your tresses, cast them away, raise dirges on the bare heights, for the Eternal has rejected and renounced a race with whom he is wroth. You've been listening to the Message and Counsel of God from the Book of Jeremiah. You can hear this message and more online at logosradio.info.